AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And today's newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday, the 20th morning of September. Beautiful start to the day. Partly cloudy and 62, shooting for 83 before it is all said and done. Well, Freedom Fest 2023, in the grand scheme of things, is not that far away, coming up on November 4th. You know, the website is launched, and I know they have some virtual activities, but you can get signed up for the many, many events, which will be a part of Freedom Fest 2023. EmporiaFreedomFest.org is the web address, and we're pleased to be joined this morning by Freedom Fest lead organizer Steve Harmon today, and also Leon Bryson. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Chuck. Good morning, Ron.
How's things going, Steve?
Good. We are in the throes of heavy planning right now. We're excited. It's going to be a great 20th anniversary for Emporia Freedom Fest.
There you go, 20th year. Leon, good morning. How are you?
I'm awake.
I've got some coffee waiting here if you want some.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right, so Steve, you led us off, which is the point that I was going to make, 20 years of Freedom Fest, which is going to culminate November 4th. And before we start talking about the schedule here, which honestly could fill up an entire weekend, but you slammed everything into one day, remind folks exactly what got Freedom Fest started 20 years ago and really what the overall goals were then versus how things have evolved to now.
Yeah, it 20 years ago at this time, folks, remember, we were sending many service members overseas to fight the war on terror and reacting to 9/11. It was a busy time. We were, in fact, folks from Emporia and Lyon County area were going as well. And Main Street and the volunteers in the community wanted to do something, and we partnered together, and we started Emporia Freedom Fest with a simple 5K run and a chance to recognize our veterans, their families, and the service members deploying. And from there, it's just grown, and now it's I think our tagline says it all. It's a run, a ride. You can ruck, and you can release for disc golf, and then we recognize those who serve and who have served. So yeah, it's a big deal now, and we love doing it every year.
Yeah, and it's a huge event, and of course everything is located down at the All Veterans Memorial down in Soden's Grove. 20 big years, and let's talk about the proceeds, where they go, Steve.
Right, and I think that's the most important part. We do this to support veterans programs and service member programs for folks within the Kansas National Guard, who are all Kansas citizens, of course. And so the ride and the run, of course, will help recognize the memorials. And we've always supported the Emporia Veterans Memorial Park, which is just one of the best in the country. And we expanded over the years to include the support of the newer South Lyon County Veterans Park there in Olby, and we'll be talking about that during one of our calls with the ride. And then adding this year, we've added the newly expanded North Lyon County Veterans Memorial Project as well. And so that's part of it. Also, we support scholarships for children of veterans from the Kansas National Guard who served in the units that are from the Emporia area. And then finally, we also support I'm almost losing my brain here. We support special projects for the Enlisted Association, which supports families that are currently serving as well. So lots going on.
Tell you what, all great causes and all benefiting from the Freedom Fest activities November 4th at the All Veterans Memorial. Well, Leon, let's bring you in here. I think we're going to be talking about the run that will be happening and what are our options and when do things start?
A 5K and a 10K, I believe. I don't remember the exact time we start. Again, it's a little early for me. 8:30 in the morning on November 4th. The routes are the same as they have been the last couple of years. it's basically a straight out, straight back on the 5K, and then we got a loop on the 10K.
Okay. Where does that loop wind up taking you? Is it obviously just
there's some gravel involved in there?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's an all gravel run. So you run out across the bridge, you make a couple of turns, and then you loop around and come back.
That simple, that easy, 5K or 10K, and is sponsored by, what, Wagon Wheel Bar? Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Going to be making that happen. And, Steve, you know, the routes for the 5K, 10K, also a part of the 635th Armor Regiment Spur Challenge?
It is. You know, and you know, the Wagon Wheel Bar and Grill, I'm glad they're helping us out. And they're also going to be serving food that day, so we're pretty excited about that. And being a frequent visitor there, I've got the pounds to prove it. But, the Spur Challenge, there's nothing like it in the country. I think we're the only one doing that. You can do the 5K, the 25-mile or the 40-mile ride, spur ride, and then you get a chance to do some events and learn and get a taste of being an armored cavalry soldier. And that's supported by our soldiers as well, current soldiers. And it's a fun event. And what also makes this event unique is that the trophies are made out of military vehicle parts and bike parts that our welding programs at Fun Hills Tech are hopefully going to weld for us again this year.
Yeah.
It's just a good fun event. And we actually started on 9/11 with the virtual side of this. So when COVID hit a couple years ago, we learned how to do virtual events. So if you want to participate now and you're not able to come that day, you can do this anywhere, anytime between 9/11 and 11/11, Patriots Day to Veterans Day. And just send us a photo of your time and your location. We hope you'll stop by some significant memorial or veterans park type places when you do it, and get you a chance to get your swag, which is always great, and support from our sponsors as well as community members from Emporia, Lyon County area, and Main Street.
Tell you what, it's a great event, second to none as far as I'm concerned. It is 20th anniversary, can't believe it, Freedom Fest coming up, All Veterans Memorial, visiting this morning with Steve Harmon and Leon Bryson, previewing some of the activities. We can't get to all of them in the time we have allotted here this morning, but do want to let people know, too, along with the run, and do want to quickly touch on the ride, too, Steve, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there's a social ride happening this Sunday, a Freedom Fest social ride.
Yeah, thanks for covering that earlier. We'll cover the ride a little more in our next call, but absolutely, that's fun. It's a 25-mile ride or a 52-mile ride. One goes to the South Lyon County Memorial in Opie, and one goes to the North Lyon County ride in their loops, and they're 52-mile, or that one's 52 miles, and we've got a lot of folks signed up for that already. But the social ride, thanks to our ambassadors, Joe and Lynn, are going to be leaving from the Emporia Veterans Park on, I believe, this Sunday at 8:30, if I got that right, Ron. And, just get a chance to check out the ride and see how it is and have some fun. So, but, we're looking forward to that because the proceeds for the 25-mile ride, the route you're actually going to be doing, help the, and I forgot this earlier, the Veterans Honor Flight that South Lyon County USC 252 does. And this is our second year supporting that, and we're pretty excited about that.
You know, I encourage people to go to EmporiaFreedomFest.org, and not just for different information, you know, that's laid out on the homepage of the website, but to click on the event guide, because this is, you guys have put together a 13-page guide that includes all the information about everything. So easy place to go get the information and get yourself on board here coming up here. Leon, what does it mean for you to see Freedom Fest grow the way it has the past two decades?
I mean, as a veteran, it's really kind of cool to see the community come out and support veterans' causes. It's kind of important to me because, again, I am a veteran. So,
how about you, Steve? What does it mean for you to see this grow, and what do you see as the prospects, maybe even, dare I say it, considering what we have on the schedule now, for future growth in the next 5 years or so?
Yeah, I always scare the committee because, you know, like you guys are, we've been in this together. I think, Ron, you and I were both 15 years old when we started this.
I think you're right, Steve.
We're 35 now, right? So, but we've been doing this together as a team for now 20 years, and I think Doug over at Dynamic just said it best. This represents the best of Emporia. The volunteering service, the gravel city of the world, the disc golf champion of the world, and just the great community spirit we have. It's all things great about Emporia and Lyon County.
And so we mentioned the website. We encourage people to log on, EmporiaFreedomFest.org. And, Steve, it looks like you've got some pretty cool swag available for purchase.
We do. We do. We decided to expand. We've kind of looked at some other rides out there, and we got some demand from our longtime participants. So if you want to get the custom 20th anniversary riding jerseys or running jerseys, those are out there. And then also Uncommon Threads has got some great shirts, stickers, and other materials that you can get your 20th anniversary gear, and of course percentage of those proceeds support these great causes we do. And I'd encourage folks to register before October 1st, because this is the early registration period for the on-site events, and those are obviously cheaper than if you register closer to the event. So save yourself a few dollars.
Emporia Freedom Fest, now in its 20th year, November 4th, All Veterans Memorial. They'll be running, releasing, rucking, riding, recognizing, and more here coming up in just a couple of months. You'll be hearing much more about this throughout the coming weeks right here on KVOE. Leon, thanks for your time early this morning.
Not a problem.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Steve, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Thank you.
All right, Steve Harmon, lead organizer, and Leon Bryson, who was on the Freedom Fest committee, joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Freedom Fest 2023, November 4th.
All right, if you want to be part of the newsmaker spots, we still have Tuesday and Thursday of next week open, but given how the schedules fill